like getting married, Nathan.
Careful now.
Exceptionally brilliant for a lot of people, and Mbappe has that quality.
For the best Euro 2020 coverage, subscribe now to the OTB Football Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and download the OTB Sports app.
The OTB Podcast Network with Get Set Go. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetSetGo.ie.
Austin O'Malley, we're here in Cusack Park in Ennis, and Mayo have earned promotion back to Division 1 of the National Football League with a 4-point win over Clare. What are the early thoughts after watching that? How will James Horne feel?
Yeah, I suppose there'll be a little bit of disappointment, particularly around the performance in the second half there. You know, we did at the break 11 up, came out and we conceded heavy in that second half. We ran our bench, we got a little bit disjointed, things looked a little bit, you know, fragmented there in the second half. Didn't use the ball probably particularly as well as we'd have liked to. But I do think probably, you know, the withdrawal of Killian O'Connor with that injury certainly affected our rhythm up front. And also we lacked that little bit of leadership and that little bit of edge. So I think that would be a concern after the game, and the amount of space that we probably left, you know, to Clare to profit there, and they did. They pilfered quite heavily there, 2-10 in that second half. So that would be a concern coming out of here. But overall, I suppose job done, 4-point victory, and you're back up to Division One, which would probably have been the end goal, you know.
In terms of the Killian O'Connor injury, we saw him hobbling off here just before half time, making his way along the end line. How worried will Horne be about that?
Yeah, look, you're always worried, I suppose, you know, if a player picks up a what looked to be maybe like a significant injury. Who knows, though, yeah. But he did look to he was in, you know, quite a lot of discomfort when he left the pitch. And that will be a worry, because we've seen the imprint that he left on the game up to that in terms of his penalty, the way he dispatched it. And also, you know, the scores that he had kicked prior to that. And he's, you know, he's a marquee forward. So any day, you know, that a guy like that picks up an injury, it is a concern. And he's a massive, massive presence. And he's the leadership ability he brings to that team as well is second to none. You know,
we'll come back to Clare's comeback in a moment, but Mayo took over in the 10th minute and they looked exceptional for about 25 minutes of that second, of that first half. What did they get right?
I think just what they got right was their patience, their control, the way they moved the ball. They got the right people on the end of the ball at the right time, and we just looked like we were able to dictate the tempo and the pace of things and score at will. I think we worked, you know, a lot of beautiful combinations, even for that goal for Oisin Mullen, in terms of when we had that lovely sort of interchange between Lee Keegan and Tommy Conroy and a little pop back out into him again. So we were working those lovely little combinations. We were dominant in the middle of the field as well. In particular, Aidan O'Shea was securing a lot of primary ball, and we looked like we were able to pin Clare in at that stage. So that all looked good, and we were in, you know, we were in control up to the break, certainly.
Aidan O'Shea's first half performance would definitely be a positive for Horne. Mayo claimed 50% of Clare's kickouts in the first half, but it was zero in the second half. First of all, what were Mayo doing so right? How did they get them under so much pressure?
Yeah, they looked like they kind of went zonal and pressed in that first half, without a doubt. And there were a lot of those kickouts came out to the right hand side under the stand here, and that duel that he had with O'Connor, you know, and Mayo were robbing a lot, or they were pilfering a lot of ball from those. They seemed to drop off in the second half, and Clare seemed to get a lot of his stuff away quick and out to the opposite side. So that'll definitely be in terms of when they rake over the ashes of the coals, or the embers of their performance, that will be a concern and something they'll have to go after.
From speaking to David Tuberty shortly after the game, he said the physicality and the turnovers from the Mayo team in the first half was a big thing. A lot of their scores came from turnovers. Is that from playing Division One football for the last number of years, that you're just bigger and stronger?
Yeah, I think it is. I think in terms of, you know, it's like a stratified, it's layers of conditioning laid down over the years, and it's there in the system. Mayo, you know, they press you hard and they tackle in pocket. So they are quite robust, particularly around that middle court. They have a lot of energy and a lot of industry, and their physicality, certainly. We've even looked at the likes of the guys of Tommy Conroy this year, that he's stacked on a little bit more. So that definitely is there, and that probably, you know, Clare did find the going quite tough there. But if they have aspirations to go to Division One, that's what's going to greet you up there, and that's what you're going to be exposed to. So Clare will take a lot from that there today, in terms of the way they went about their business and trying to match up to that. So it's only by virtue of the fact that you're putting yourself in those positions and testing that and feeling that and going, no, okay, well, yeah, there's levels, you know.
So Mayo led by 11 points at half time. Colm Collins makes two changes at the break. Mayo lost Killian O'Connor just before half time. What happened?
I think we dropped off a little bit. I think Podge Collins came in. I thought he added a huge amount of value to Clare around the place. Just his movement and where he was popping up. O'Connor at midfield is what I thought he was devastating at times, the way he drove at the heart of Mayo's defence, and obviously finished a goal there as well. But also Gavin Cooney in the corner, they just seemed to come with a lot more energy and industry in the second half. Mayo looked to be dropped off a bit. I've said previously, I thought they lacked a little bit of leadership up front in that second half. They took on shots that weren't you know, the right option and so on, and that probably a lot of the changes broke the rhythm as well, I think, you know.
In terms of that lack of leadership, Mayo obviously had a winter where they lost five or six very experienced players in that dressing room. And being at Castlebar at the Meath Mayo game a couple of weeks ago, the fact that Killian O'Connor started was a massive thing for Mayo. He really led the way. Where is Mayo's leadership coming from if O'Connor isn't there?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I guess, you know, you're looking at you're certainly looking to guys like Lee Keegan. You know, Oisín Mullen has become one of our formidable players at the moment as well. So certainly those two guys, Aidan O'Shea back in the fold today, I thought he showed, you know, an awful lot of leadership at times there, particularly in the closing stages there, where he looked to dictate the tempo and just take the pressure off Mayo by holding on to the ball and talking and orchestrating things. So certainly guys like that. I thought Matty Ruan is another guy that stood up today as well. He had quite a big showing, and he's been very impressive over the National League so far as well. So we're looking to guys like that, certainly, and obviously Dermot, we lost Dermot O'Connor there early as well, so you know, his leadership capability and the mobility that he brings around the field as well probably didn't help us when he left the field, you know.
So Clare of Kerry in less than 2 weeks time, what impressed you about Colin Collins' side?
I think what impressed me was in the second half, particularly in the way they managed the ball and the way they managed to work space to create the options for scores. And their kicking was really, really good. And their energy and industry, it's a pity they hadn't brought a little bit more of that in that second quarter. And, you know, that would have left them in a far better position. Like, they came out of the break 11 down, which is it's a mountain to climb. But what you do get from Clare is obviously huge spirit, huge commitment, and they gave that there in the end. So they are a nice side in terms of that. They just need to add maybe a little bit more to their middle third and that platform to get more ball to go forward with.
When a team has a run in you like Mayo, and a team as experienced as Mayo, and they're on top, what can you do? What can you do to rattle them or get back in or drag yourself back into the match?
Yeah, I think the thing about it is it's all about possession, obviously. And I thought there in the first half that Clare probably killed themselves a little bit in terms of they took on a lot of pot shots, that a number of them dropped short, did a couple of poor wides and that. So when you're playing a team like Mayo, you have to manage the ball and you have to hold on to possession and you have to have patience. And you have to try and create, when you do get opportunities, you have to try and take them. And goals, and we spoke even while it was the game was developing there in the first half, that Mayo were leaving pockets of space in behind there. And I suppose if Clare were had a little bit more innovation or ingenuity around the game, they'd have spotted those earlier and flashed balls into people with, you know, to profit from those spaces that were left. But that didn't happen. And that allowed Mayo then obviously a little bit more front foot football to go down the other end and cash in.
In terms of Mayo's attack, 222 is a good score to post in a Division 2 semi-final. They were top scorers across Division 2. They had 70 points coming into this game. Well, who impressed you up front?
Obviously, outside of Killian, put in a big show while he was there. I thought Aidan dropped in to full forward at times there as well. Obviously, the former Ryan O'Donoghue is very, very pleasing. And Tommy Conroy today as well, in terms of what he got on and the way he took his scores and that. So there is a nice little triangle or a nice axis there of kind of Killian, Tommy Conroy and Ryan O'Donoghue. That's, you know, and that's beginning to become well established now, and you can see that they're playing in sync with one another and they're getting quite a lot. So that is a nice triangle that Mayo have going up front there.
Will Horan be worried about the fact that the pace of the games that he's played up to this point have been of a Division 2 standard?
Yeah, I think it's always a concern, obviously. You know, particularly there in the first half or in the second half, when Clare came at us again, we did struggle at times to shut them down and close them out. And obviously, if that was a Kerry or a Dublin or a Donegal, you know, the energy and the intensity that they bring would be far greater than that. So you would be slightly worried about that, without a doubt, in terms of, you know, the exposure that you're going to meet later on, and in terms of what those teams have been exposed to in Division 1. Yeah, it is a concern, particularly when you have a lot of younger guys that on a bench that haven't been exposed to that sort of altitude of Division 1 football or senior championship.
You're a Mayo man, but you obviously had a stint playing with Wicklow.
That's right.
Can I ask you about Davy Burkside's win against Cavan yesterday? So they relegated Cavan to Division 4, the reigning Ulster champions, and they've retained their place in Division 3.
Yeah, no, listen, great to see it in many respects. I really enjoyed my time down there. There's a great, you know, natural spirit in Wicklow football, and they, you know, they've been known to do that in the past in terms of that they can really pull a performance out of, some would say, nowhere. But there's an awful lot of quality footballers in Wicklow, and they've got an excellent manager in Davey, like, and I'm not at all surprised they've done that. And they got in, and they got their goals, and they managed the game really well after that. Cavan will obviously be very disappointed to drop down to four, particularly after the year they had last year and winning Ulster. So they have a bit of work to do to get back up there. It's a tough place to come back up out of. But for all credit to Wicklow, that they were fantastic and full value for their win.
How much did league football correlate with championship when you started off your career? Was it as important? Say a summer like this, when the league is only a couple of weeks away from championship, it's clear how important it is.
Yeah.
But back when you kicked off.
Yeah, no, I always thought it was really important. I think particularly when I started off, I knew, like, you know, you really got a sense and a feel of where you were, I suppose, form-wise, but also being able to test and match yourself physically and mentally out there in those games. So that's why I think even from a Mayo perspective, that us to get back up to Division 1 is so, so important, because we have an awful lot of young guys that need to be exposed to that altitude, that need to be on a bus going to Healy Park in Omagh, that need to be going to Fitzgerald Stadium or up to Ballybuffet, and that's really where you sharpen your axe and you learn an awful lot about yourself as well, from a confidence perspective as well, and psychologically it kind of gives you that, I suppose, that energy that, yeah, you are able to cut it at that level. So it is hugely, league football is hugely important.
Kerry looked awesome again yesterday. They've turned it on a few times in the league. How would you feel about Colm Conn's Clare side heading down there in 13 days' time?
Yeah, you would have a slight worry for them in some respects, particularly maybe what we've seen in the first half. You know, if they have those zone outs for 15, for 15 minutes or so, that could really, really hurt you, particularly against the quality that Kerry have. They can really gut you out, and they can score in very heavily in those type of blocks. So you will be worried about that. But on the flip of that, today's game will serve them in good stead, because they've played a team that, look, they are a Division 1 side, Mayo. So they've got up close and personal with them. You know, they'll take an awful lot of energy and I suppose hope from that second half. And they finished the half quite strong, so they'll be going to Kerry with a lot of confidence as well, but be under no illusions that this Kerry team are in awesome form at the moment, you know. And if you give them a chance, they will hose you, you know.
Austin O'Malley, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetZetGo.ie.